Our speaker today is Dr. Williams Trigueros. Dr. Williams is originally from Honduras. He's married to Julie. Julie, do you mind standing? Can we embarrass you like that? They have three children, Chimwell, Hadis, and Sophie. How'd I do?
You got it, yeah.
Got it? Got all three. The Lord has given him the opportunity to serve in a variety of ministries, including pastoral ministry of Hispanic churches and in theological education. The Lord has also given him the opportunity to visit approximately 15 countries in Latin America and Spain, where he has shared in seminaries and churches. His passion for training leaders for the glory of God motivates him, and even more through DTS. He finished his STM program here at DTS in 2015, and in the spring of 2017, he started as assistant director of DTS in Espanol, and then since this past January, he has been serving as the director of DTS in Espanol. He's also an adjunct professor for the EML department. He also enjoys spending time with his family, walking in nature, and of course, traveling. Would you join me in welcoming Dr. Williams Trigueros today to our chapel?
Thank you, Pastor Joe. I remember in my home country that there were some missionaries who had some difficult learning Spanish. They struggled with it when they spoke. Now it's my turn to stumble through English. Thanks, Pastor Joe, for the invitation. You can see that he has a lot of faith. If I ask you if you can think of a mentor who has impacted your life, you could give me a few names. In my case, I could mention several names of people who have impacted me. In the picture, you can see Julio Marriaga, one of my mentors. Just a couple of years ago, he went to be with the Lord. He influenced not only my life, but he also influenced many lives. Just a few decades ago, he was the most mentioned preacher in my country, Honduras, preaching from city to city and some countries. God blessed me with him in the first formal ministry I ever had. He was the guest speaker who came to the local church to preach once a month. From the first Sunday, I met him. He took me as his disciple, and I learned a lot from him. I dreamed one day to be a good preacher like Brother Julio. I still desire for that. At least if I can see that I almost meet the requirement of not having hair to be a good preacher. In the second picture appears Everett Monroy. He was the youth pastor who one day came to my dad's carpentry shop in the middle of vacation. That's right. At that time, in my country, school vacations were for work. One of the workers told me, "There is a person looking for you." I went and I met the youth pastor ever. In summary, his visit was to encourage me to continue in the youth, and that day he also invited me that one day he could see me leading a youth service. In my mind, I said, "Not me. I'm afraid of speaking in public, especially if it's in English." He kept walking with me, and it seemed he didn't just help me lead the youth service. In 2 Timothy 2:2, we find another example of a mentor with his disciple. A mentor at the end of his days wanted to convey to his disciple an urgency in the call. Listen to what that verse says. 2 Timothy 2:2. And what you have heard from me among many witnesses, martyrs, this entrust, commend to faithful or trustworthy men who are fit or able also to teach or instruct others. This is not the NET Bible. This is the NWT, New Bible, New Williams Translation. There are two words that I will emphasize this morning. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. My daughters and my wife helped me to pronounce right this word. Faithful. Yeah, this card, we need to put the tongue up. Faithful. I practiced many times. It's more easy in Spanish. Sé fiel. Sé fiel. Do you want to learn something in Spanish? Sé fiel. Repeat with me. Sé fiel. Wow. You can learn Spanish very easy. English is hard. Be faithful. Can you repeat that with me? Be faithful. These two words are the challenge for this day. In the text, we find a clear message to be faithful with his word. The context of the letter shows us a Paul at the end of his ministry, imprisoned and burdened by the divine message, especially for his disciple Timothy. I have learned about English, it really likes to abbreviate words. The Apostle P, no Dr. P, Dr. Pentecost, the Apostle Paul, wanting his disciple Timothy, to have the necessary tool to transmit the word of God in a trustworthy and faithful way. That was the point of the feeling in this verse 2 of chapter 2. Paul, at the end of his days, with a high concern for the healthy transmission of divine teaching and wanting to ensure that his disciples and generations of Christians to come could have a true message of the Word of God. When he says, "And what you have heard of me among many witnesses," in those few words, there is an accumulation of thought and commitment on Paul's part of God's message. First, what? The message to convey. Second, you have heard of me, the messenger. Third, confirmation among many witnesses. We will say in Spanish, mucha tela que cortar. A lot of fabric to cut, a lot to say or do. In a few words, we can say for this literal reflection today is that Paul is pointing out about the value of the message that Tim had heard. The reference to this, to the thing that he had heard from the Apostle P, Timothy had heard from him as well as many other witnesses, which may also include his mother and grandmother. The context of the letter clarifies what things he was referring to. For example, in 1:8, he is referring to the gospel. In 1:13, he speaks of sound words. And in 2:9, he mentioned the word of God. So we can say that that what refers to the divine teaching, the gospel, the word of God. Be faithful with his word. Be faithful with his word. Paul's concerns moved him to make sure Tim was faithful to God's message, especially in delivering it. It's good to point out that the apostle had seen people from his own missionary group abandon the work. We see it in 1:15, pointing out how Figelo y Hermógenes, or Phygelos and Hermógenes, had abandoned him. We need someone from that time to pronounce there correctly these names. But his concern was not so much about the lack of company. It was about the calling to be faithful to the divine message. We have that same commitment at DTS, that each of us can be faithful to his message. And teacher of the divine message is according with his word. One of our values as a seminary is the careful study of the word, but beware. Our legacy is not only to be known for being serious in the study of the Word, but as Paul reminds us of the reason, to be faithful in the transmission of the Word. Is that right, present teachers and future teachers in the transmission of His Word? May the Lord help us to be faithful in sharing His Word. Apostle P not only wanted Tim to be faithful to God's message as a teacher, but he also goes a little further into his character and mentions some aspect of his calling. Be faithful with his calling. 2 Timothy 2:2, the second part says, "This entrusts the faithful men who are also able to teach others." The word commends or trust point to the very idea of Paul's desire to ensure that Timothy takes on his role as a spiritual leader, not only teaching, but also training others. These men and women have a calling to teach his word. There are two words that, according to this text, these people are expecting to have, or that Timothy has in mind when entrusts them with the mission of teaching: faithful and capable. The faithful word is directed to the character, the capable word to the ability to carry out the teaching task. God will give that gift to many to have the ability to teach. But let's focus for a few minutes on the word faithful. Regarding the word faithful, one commentator affirmed, "There are faithful Christians who do not know how to teach, but there are Christians who are very capable of teaching, but they are not faithful." The word faithful is a key for the teacher of the Word of God. God expects His servants to be faithful in the transmission of His Word. Be careful. He is not asking that they be perfect. He is saying that they be faithful. A commentator asserts, entrusting the gospel was not simply of a matter of a tap of the shoulder. It will require Timothy to teach and model the faith. This contained the urgency in Paul's thought. He decided that his disciples will be careful not only of what they taught, but also that their very life will reflect it. The reflect of this type of teaching will have eternal fruits when the teacher models what is taught with his life. To be faithful to him is, in this context, to live according to his word, which is the requirement to belong to the group of people capable of teaching others. Be faithful to him is living each day walking with him, depending on his provision, and in the ups and downs of life, staying with him, even when we do things in which we show our imperfections, remembering that we can find his forgiveness in him, transformation, and grace. The desire in the training is to give the useful tool for the ministry, and our prayer is that those tools are in the hands of faithful men and women for the work. May God help us to be faithful to him. We are also grateful to God for all those he has called from different cultures and countries to DTS to be trained and take his word to everyone, to the ends of the earth. In DTS in Español, God has called those servants to be trained, and they are in different parts of the world. Let me show you a couple of them. Jesus Gonzalez. He is a Spanish missionary in Malaga, Spain. He oversees the extension of a seminary from Spain in that city, Malaga. He and his family are serving in an area of great need in which there is a little presence of the gospel, especially in a country where being religious has caused a lot of damage, and people are tired of hearing about religion, eager for a relationship with people more than a religion. Apart from training leaders, they are supporting a local church And in their community, where there is no church, they have opened their own house to start a group with their neighbors. Jesus is one of the students at DTS, and our prayers for him and his family that he continues to be true to his calling and impact many. One of a former student in DTS en Español program is Marcelo de la Llave. Along with his family, all of whom with their respective spouses serve in the church, in a country hit by the economy, but with impressive growth in the church. Marcelo has been a pastor for more than 35 years in the Aedo Church in Buenos Aires, Argentina. The church that Marcelo pastor is one of those that, due to the pandemic, has resulted in more growth, and where every Sunday they have several new people thirsty to know more about God. Also, I pray for Marcelo, his family, and the church in Aedo, Argentina. May God continue to support them and be a blessing to many. Thank God for them and for you. I know you are here and will do many things for God, but remember what we have talked about today. Our challenge is not to be perfect, it's to be faithful. May God help us surrender to him and his power sustain us. Being faithful to God implies a commitment to him. It is a decision to be faithful to him and a daily reminder of our calling to walk with him every day. In order to not forget some things, I have learned to use technology. What do you think if you take your cell phone and in the reminder application write the two words, be faithful or sé fiel? You can set it to repeat every day. It takes 21 days to build a habit. Of course, we need to be faithful more than 21 days. I put in my cell phone that appears to me every day in the morning at 7 a.m. Don't remind me and tell God, help me to be faithful to you today. With that thought, it's good to end this praying. Let's pray with me. God, we want in this time of training both to transmit your word and to be faithful to our calling. We recognize that in ourselves we do not have the motivation, strength, or diligence to achieve it. But with your help, we can. We want to be faithful to you. And in the moments in which we will fail you, we know that you will remain faithful and you will help us to make changes and keep depending on you. Lord, help us to be faithful to you. Amen.